So now I'll get to our AIA trial statistics. Before I start, I just wanted to say that we've actually revamped this year the way that we present the AIA trial statistics on our website. So we used to show them cumulative from the very beginning of AIA trials back in 2012. That worked for the first few years, but what we found was happening is that recent developments at the board and recent changes really weren't reflected due to the very long number of years those statistics represented. So what we've taken to doing is providing a yearly update. So we've got on our website yearly reviews for fiscal year 2019 and 2020, and then we're doing quarterly updates for the results of our AIA trials. Every quarter we have a quarter one update, and then every month we just show what's coming in. So you'll notice a slight difference in the way that we present our statistics, but you can see here petitions filed in fiscal year 2020, which runs from October 1st of 2019 to September 30th of 2020. No surprise to those who have been following, the vast majority, 95% of our matters are in the IPR space. We had a tiny sliver in CBMs, and those 20 are the last 20 that have been filed, unless Congress reauthorizes CBMs. As you recall, CBMs sunset on September 16th of 2020, and there have been no filings since then, and there won't be any unless Congress reauthorizes it. PGR is about 4% of the pie. As far as technology goes, you can see that electrical and computer technology centers continue to dominate. About 61% of the cases, 26% mechanical business methods, and then roughly even slices between chemical and biopharma. I have to say that biopharma has shrunk a little bit from where it was the year before. And if you take a look at how the cases came in over time, on the top are our inter-parties reviews rolling 12 months. So you can see the 12 months of 2020, there were some ups and downs, but overall, reasonably steady. And in fact, at the end of the year, we actually sort of saw the trend upwards. PGRs, small, but fairly steady. And then CBMs, you can see the last hurrah with 8 filed in September of 2020. And then, as I mentioned, there are no more CBM filings. However, we still have CBM proceedings working their way through the system. It takes about 18 months for the proceeding to go from start to finish. And then there's the potential of further proceedings on appeal or after appeal to the Federal Circuit. Let's take a look at institution rates. I'm going to show you the last 5 years of institution rates. And you can just see here that it's been roughly in the last couple of years, the low 60%. Last year, fiscal year 20, was actually 56%, so a little lower than it had been the past couple of years. This is, if you look petition by petition, there are a couple of different ways to count. One is if you count petition by petition, but since sometimes more than one petition is lodged against a patent, you can also count by patent. That's what I'm showing you here, the institution rate by patent. You could see that was 64% last year. And just for a comparison of the by patent versus by petition counting method, you could see here, they roughly track each other. There's a lot of parallelism, but as you would expect, since there's sometimes more than one petition, the institution rate by patent is a little bit higher. Not going to dwell on the institution rate by technology. You can see, though, that biopharma tends to be a little bit lower than the other technologies. As far as settlements go, you can see this is the overall settlement rate. It shows you it's been pretty steady in the mid-20%, slight uptick in 19, and then a slight downward tick in fiscal year 2020, and roughly evenly split between pre- and post-institution settlements. Now I'm going to show you a couple of outcome charts, and this is what we've revamped to be updated on a quarterly basis with year-end roundups. And so you can see here what happened to all the petition outcomes in fiscal year 2020. Well, you can see here that 36% of them had their institution denied, 22% of them settled. Then you could see that 22% had all of the challenge claims found unpatentable in a final written decision. The blue, all three shades of blue are those that reach final written decision. And you can see that's in total about a third of the cases reached final written decision. 7% had mixed, some affirmed, some upheld, some found unpatentable, and about 6% had all the challenge claims found patentable.